This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has laid out his plan for tens of billions of dollars in next year's state budget. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
This year's budget debate isn't going to be quite like the last couple years. There won't be the same bonanza of federal money, state funds aren't growing as fast, and the economy is looking gloomier. Polis warned lawmakers that there isn't much new money to spend.
There is very little room in this budget for new programs.
But his proposal did find money for priorities like a 26% boost for public safety and nearly $40 million for wildfire response. The budget also includes a 5% raise for state employees. General fund spending on operations would rise 7% to nearly $15 billion, slightly below the pace of inflation. But the proposal still faces months of debate with state lawmakers and others. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Taxes collected on sports betting in Colorado set a new record again in September. Officials say they brought in nearly $3 million that month. Overall, more than $450 million was wagered on sports in September, up more than 50% over the previous month. State officials say the return of college and professional football accounts for the increase. And a bright spot in local sports happenings in Colorado. After a disappointing season for the Rockies, player Brendan Rodgers has earned a prestigious award in Major League Baseball. Rodgers won a Gold Glove Award Tuesday as the National League's best defensive second baseman. He is the eighth Rocky to ever win a Gold Glove, which is given every year to the top player at each position. This is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver, the high today is 72 degrees and mostly sunny. Some snow can be expected tomorrow night.